I'm Caleb Brown, host of the Cato Daily Podcast, and I'm taking this time to ask you during the month of December to financially support the Cato Daily Podcast and the broad mission of the Cato Institute to advance liberty, limited government, free markets, and peace. Visit cato.org/podcast sponsor and support us this holiday season. This is the only time of the year when I make this request, so I'm adding something. If you support Cato to the tune of $1,000 or more, I'll give you a shout-out on the podcast, or you can designate someone else to receive all the benefits of that donation. Just visit cato.org/podcast sponsor to get started, and thank you. This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Thursday, December 6, 2018. I'm Caleb Brown. It's a question that sparked the famous bet between Paul Ehrlich and Julian Simon. Are we running out of resources? A new paper argues that no. And in fact, if you measure resource availability properly, the world is becoming more abundant all the time. Marion Tupi is co-author of the new paper, The Simon Abundance Index, available now at cato.org. We see a lot of indexes floating around about, you know, economic freedom. There are indexes that look at, you know, how often U-Hauls are used to move people into or out of states. There's Economic Freedom Index. The Cato Institute produces the Human Freedom Index. So what distinguishes this from all of these other indicators that tell us about, you know, the relative state of humanity?
Well, there is a misconception that's been around for a very, very long time, going all the way back to antiquity, that when you have an increase in population, resources will get run down, they will get depleted, and eventually humanity runs out of resources. And so even today, a lot of the skepticism about economic growth and development centers on this question of running out of things. And what we have tried to do in this study is to look again at the relationship between population growth on the one hand and availability of resources on the other hand. And what we have found is that actually, even though the population of the world has increased by almost 70% between 1980 and 2017, which is to say over the last 37 years, the actual prices of natural resources have declined by close to 70% in terms of how much work needs to be done in order to purchase those resources. So we have found a one-to-one offset for every one person born to the world, the prices of resources have basically fallen by 1%. And the Simon Abundance Index really represents the ratio of the change in population over the change in time price. What we have discovered is that the world was 3.8 times as abundant in terms of availability of resources in 2017 as it was in 1980. And what we want to do is to do this calculation every year and publish the Simon Abundance Index every year and see what happens to it over time. And what we think is going to happen is that as population increases, people are going to come up with more ideas about how to save resources, recycle resources, become more efficient, and resource availability will continue to increase. And therefore, we expect that Simon Abundance Index is going to improve its value in the long run.
People are, I think, fairly familiar with the Simon Ehrlich bet regarding this basket of commodities that Julian Simon famously won. And the concern was, look, the prices of these metals, these products are going to go way up. And even though Julian Simon won that bet, we still see people like very smart people like Paul Krugman talking about rare earth metals that only exist in China. And even with this new report, do you suspect that this I guess this concern, or as you say, this error will just continue no matter what?
Yes, I think so. In fact, what we have done in the study was to come up with what we call the Simon rule, which basically states that as population increases, the time price of most commodities will get cheaper for most people most of the time. Unfortunately, most people will assume the opposite. So that's the Simon's rule that we have come up with in the actual study. The study is definitely based on the Ehrlich-Simon bet, which took place between 1980 and 1990. And as you pointed out, over those 10 years, the five commodities which Ehrlich selected have actually become cheaper, adjusted for inflation, and Simon won his bet. But what my co-author Gail Pooley and I decided to do was to take it a step further. Simon was a great man, but we feel that he was too generous to his critics, because what Simon did was to only look at adjusting prices of natural resources by inflation. And that's useful. But we wanted to take it a step further. What I mean by that is that, you see, income increases at a faster pace than inflation. So what really matters is how much time do people have to spend working in order to buy a particular commodity or a basket of commodities. And what we have found was that incomes per hour of work have increased by 80% over the last 37 years. So commodities have become cheaper even more than they would based on inflation adjustment only. Adjusting for inflation, our basket of commodities declines in price by roughly 36%. But adjusting for time price, in other words, adjusting for increases in incomes, the price of commodities declines by almost 70%.
I know you shout this from the rooftops regularly, and this is sort of a defining feature of your work here at the Cato Institute, and that is to point to good data, positive trends that indicate should give us a more hopeful perspective when we think about the state of humanity. And yet, the great untold story of the 20th century is this dramatic decline in, grinding poverty around the world. So, the fight that you have in particular, and that we have more broadly at Cato, is to fight what seems to be an intractable bit of pessimism that is ever present.
Yes. So, the age of abundance. Okay. The time that we live in is actually extraordinarily prosperous compared to our past. But what needs to be borne in mind is that humanity is, roughly speaking, 300,000 years old. And this age of abundance is only 2.5 centuries old, or maybe 2 centuries old, which is to say that for 99.9% of humanity's life on Earth, life was much more difficult. And there is certainly a hypothesis or a theory that because we have evolved, our brains have evolved in a much more inhospitable time, we have developed a negativity bias. It was always easier and better for the survivor of the organism, for the survivor of an individual human being, to overreact, to perceive more threats than there really were. Because if you overreacted to a threat, there were very few, if at all, negative consequences. But if you underreacted to a threat, if you were too optimistic, then maybe you got killed or eaten by a lion or whatever. And those optimistic genes eventually got weeded out of the gene pool. And so we ended up with this negativity bias, which has been pointed out by a lot of psychologists. And it makes us constantly worried about the world we live in, partly because, as I said, abundance and prosperity is so new. So in a way, our modern skulls, they house Stone Age minds, which find it difficult to cope with modern life because they were evolved to cope with the challenges of life many tens of thousands of years ago. So that's the kind of challenges that we face. But nonetheless, it is our job to try to both point to the psychological and evolutionary reasons why people might be pessimistic, and also to point to a realistic view of the world, which is not to say we are not trying to present the world or paint the world in rosy colors. There are still a lot of problems, but we want people to have a realistic sense of the world, which means that people need to understand and appreciate and know the many things, the many ways in which modern life is better than the life in the past. And Simon Abundance Index plays into that. It's a part of this overall attempt to paint a realistic picture of the world, because the reality is that natural resources are falling in price, both in real terms, but also in time price ways. And you can see it actually on a daily basis. One of the things that Ehrlich said some 20 years ago is that in his view, the best candidate for depletion of natural resources was going to be petroleum. Well, now, because of fracking, which is to say because of human ingenuity, we have petroleum that is well abundant, the price of which is relatively low, and it is being pushed down by these innovative practices such as fracking. The Greens, by the way, don't like that because it makes petroleum cheaper, and therefore people use it more than they would if it were more expensive. But in any case, the bottom line is that resources are cheaper because of human ingenuity. And of course, human ingenuity is a product of humanity, meaning the more people we have, the more ideas they are able to produce. And the more ideas we have, the more innovations we can have. And the more innovations we can have, the more productive we can become. And as our productivity increases, so do our standards of living. And that's what the Age of Abundance is all about. Improvement of standard of living for all of humanity, but especially for people in poor countries.
Marian Tupi is co-author of the Simon Abundance Index, a new way to measure availability of resources, available now at cato.org. You can subscribe to and rate the Cato Daily Podcast at iTunes, Google Podcasts, and when you think about it, ask Alexa to play the Cato Daily Podcast. And you can follow us on Twitter at Cato Podcast.